And Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline this morning. President Trump, Dave, said over the weekend that the U.S. will delay an implementation of that 50% tariff on goods from the European Union from June 1st now until July 9th to buy time for negotiations. On Friday, stocks were tanking on that news. And now this morning, it's in reverse. Looks like stocks are going to rally when the market opens.
Funny how that works, Susan, right? I mean, look, if anyone is looking for a true, cogent, planned out, let's plot this out for months to come strategy from Donald Trump, they're going to be sad. They're not going to get that. And that's really part of the point. Donald Trump wants to be the aggressor with tariffs. He wants to be keeping every country, whether it's the European Union or Canada or Mexico or China or any other country, on their heels. And in that respect, Donald Trump has been incredibly successful. At the same time, too, it has caused economic chaos, not only in the United States, but around the world. And that has its good points, but it certainly has its bad points. And when it comes to looking at your 401k or your stock portfolio or your investments, probably not the most placid year here in 2025, to say the least.
Well, this, latest development, a pause or, whatever we're calling it right now, maybe it's canceled entirely. No one seems to know for sure. I mean, I guess that's the point. I mean, have we reached the point now where there's been enough of this going on to say, well, there's no real certainty or policy with anything that this really does seem to change on a weekly basis, and you just have to figure out what that week's idea of tariffs is going to be?
Well, yeah, and not to put too sharp a point on it, Brian, but it's really up to Donald Trump. Congress has given the president, the presidency, a great deal of power when it comes to tariffs. Congress could take that power back if it wanted to, or much of that power. Congress doesn't have to abide this situation. But at this point, the Republicans in Congress, who control both the House and the Senate, have chosen not to. And that's something that they're going to have to own, especially going into the midterm elections in 2026. So if you do not like the tariff tumult of 2025, then that's something that you may have in the back of your mind when you go to vote next year. But at this point, I mean, buckle up and stay buckled up, because you should have been buckled up for several months at this point, just given the turbulence that this tariff game entails. And Donald Trump is, yes, absolutely going to do what he wants to do in this respect. And do we know if we're going to get more tariffs in Europe? Well, who knows? Donald Trump probably doesn't know at this point, too. And let's remember, going back to March and April, that we've had several go-arounds with the European Union at this point. Remember the 200% tax on wine? I mean, that came and went. We had tariffs on metals and steel, and that came and went. And that's just a couple of the many, many across the world that have all, when you add it up together, really add up to one of the most tumultuous tariff periods in modern American history. You're struggling to look for a historical analog to this moment.
The administration's fight with Harvard, Dave, to ban international students, that will be back in court later this week. And a lot of people are, anxiously awaiting to see what happens there.
Yeah, I wrote a story back for Business Insider in March about Harvard's approach to dealing with Donald Trump and the Trump administration. And it was pretty clear that they were ramping up for a fight, that they're not going to give up. They're not going to roll over. They're not just going to simply capitulate to whatever Donald Trump wants. Now, that may or may not be successful, Susan, but at least at this point, I think that's playing out in reality, that Harvard, number one, they have the resources to do it. There is no single university college in this country that has a larger endowment, that is more well-funded, and can fight this fight if they choose to do so. And number two, they are choosing to do so. To what end? We don't know yet, but at least the courts right now are really going to be the playing field that they're going to be battling this out with the president of the United States himself.
It's really, brought a lot of questions into higher ed and how it should be treated. Should some of our best institutions have a goal of helping the country succeed and things like that, like you see in a lot of other countries? Should they be totally, completely separate? If there's an issue, should the federal government get involved? I mean, there's a lot of questions without clear answers here, Dave.
There sure are. And, you know, to the point of help the country succeed. Well, that definition is going to change dramatically depending who the president of the United States is, for example. And can we every 4 years be changing the nature of academia just based on who is in the White House? I think a lot of Democrats and Republicans both would be kind of aghast at that notion that the way we treat our colleges and universities is based on that principle. As great as that might seem, when your guy is in office, well, it's going to be equally as awful when your guy is out of office and the other guy's person is in. So I think it really just kind of begs a question too, especially for private institutions like Harvard. This is not a state school here. What kind of academic freedom do they have? Should they be able to run their operation and run their nonprofit, run their business, if you will, the way that they see fit? So for so many years, so many decades, that largely has ruled the day. But at this point, it seems as if Donald Trump, of course, wants something very, very different and wants colleges and universities, be them state schools or private schools, to operate in the way that he sees fit as opposed to the way that they see fit.
Well, Dave, thanks again. We appreciate it. Have a good week.
You too, Susan. Thank you.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider here on WBEN.